This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After Finding His Muse with Alison Krauss and T-Bone Burnett, then again with Patty Griffin and Buddy Miller, Robert Plant returns with the sensational Space Shifters for a new album, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Welcome back to our ancient and venerable airwaves, Robert Plant.
Thank you. It's great to be back talking to people in Chicago. It's good stuff.
You know, the first thing I saw when I saw the title was The Ceaseless Roar has kind of a 19th century diction to it. Is that out of your imagination or is that a quotation?
Oh, no. Well, I dreamt it up, but it's not the first time somebody's mentioned the ceaseless roar, I'm sure. But it is life, and it is all the experiences that go to making a big and glorious dent in life, and that's what this is all about.
You know, so many songwriters and artists go into a recording studio, and maybe they're surrounded by too many advisors, and they try to hash out some songs. You seem to prefer going on pilgrimages before you do a new album.
Yeah, and also I'm not surrounded by anybody, really, that except for people who say, yeah, that's your round. It's you get the beer. Yeah. So, pilgrimages, yeah, well, I'm very fortunate, you know. I've got my eyes open, and I've got this year's Rand McNally in the trunk of the next rent-a-car from the next airport in the next city in the next place, you know. So I'm looking, I'm gathering clues and enjoying unusual meetings with, you know, great people.
You know, the last time we talked, you talked about trips to Africa, to music festivals, and it seems like part of that has influenced some of the instruments and some of the direction of this new album.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you know, there's no avoiding it. We're in a big world, and the great thing about YouTube and the whole deal now with everything that is internet-driven is that you've got access to almost everything all the time and everywhere. So there are great artists that were completely unknown who become, like, end up with 2 million hits on YouTube and stuff because people go, wow, what a groove. So I guess living in the UK preceding this sort of huge, the deluge of information, there was always a kind of cultural thing over here, as there is in America. It's just coming from a different place. And so I've always been picking up on music, other musicians, other types of the ways of doing it. And that's from the 60s too, right the way through all the stuff that we did in the 70s together in Zep and all that. So it's kind of leaning into the wind.
The other thought I had was, you know, some of your earliest influences were the original blues guys that came up to Chicago. And there's been a lot of talk about you doing a little travelogue through the Mississippi Delta before you recorded this album. I don't know if you were trying to reattach yourself to some of your musical roots or it was an area that you didn't really tour leisurely before.
No, that's exactly right. I didn't. But I've been through the Delta many times and I've got friends down there. I know my way around to some degree. Kind of strange, really. It's amazing how many Europeans you meet in Mississippi. It doesn't have sort of the color of New England in the fall, but it has some sort of poignant, don't know what it is, something that's very, very old and probably incredibly painful, but it just has a something going on, some kind of mojo down there that draws people to it. and probably not so many Americans as Europeans. It's a funny thing. I remember being in the Burning Spear or the Checkerboard Lounge or somewhere in Chicago 30 years ago, and Junior Wells was playing, and he said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and his drummer hadn't shown up, so the first half of his show, he was doing all Sonny Boy stuff. It was great, just on his own. And he said, hey, we got Led Zeppelin in here tonight. He said, stand up, Led, take a bow. So I got on the table and did a little sort of twirl, and I realized that I was taking a bow to about 16 people from Sweden, 4 from Holland, 2 from Germany, and my band, and one American guy who was looking after my, make sure I got home okay. It was very funny.
Robert Plant is playing an XRT show in the city of Chicago. He's going to be at the Riviera on October 2nd, and I believe there are still tickets available, so get them while you can. Robert, it's an amazing album. Now, writing all these new songs, are you one of these songwriters that you get the first one done, and then the dam has burst, and there's this outpouring of creativity, or is every song you write a raid on the inarticulate?
Well, it's a raid on me, and so there's no one song that leads to another, definitely, ever in my whole time in this exaggerated condition. And they've always been standalone moments of madness.
Ooh, I like that. Standalone moments of madness. Now, Turn It Up is one of those songs that starts out with primitive instrumentation, and then all of a sudden you get hit in the face with this monstrous blues rock power riff. I think that's one of the things that draws us in, that you're hearing something at the beginning of a song, pretty much like stuff you don't ordinarily hear, and then you bring it around to where Robert Plant is right now.
Yeah, it's about right. I mean, you got to knock yourself out before you try and knock anybody else out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so Justin played this great post-Mississippi 1930s guitar line, and then, as you say, we had that many samples of loops and beats going on, and then the whole thing just bursts.
Yeah.
And then I say, I'm turning into someone else I heard so much about, which which is frightening, really.
Well, Robert, thanks so much for all the years you've come to Chicago, hung out at the Checkerboard Lounge, played live. You did the XRT Taste of Chicago concert last summer.
Yeah, that was great.
That was tremendous. That was a lot of the space shifters in that lineup as well a year ago.
Oh, that was us. That was us. Yeah.
Robert, always a pleasure to take these excursions with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, Lynn, well, it's good to talk to you.
Robert Plant, great album. Great talking to you.
Okay, see you soon.
That's Robert Plant on 93 XRT, whose new album just came out Tuesday, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. And of course, you and I will be at the Riviera October 2nd for that 93 XRT show to see Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters live in concert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.